Learn Persian with Chai in Conversation, Rumi's Divanisho, Part 3. Hello and welcome to Part 3 of the study of Rumi's beautiful poem, Divanisho. In this lesson, we'll be going over the next two lines of the poem. Let's listen to the part we learned last week as well as what we'll be learning this week as read by Farid Shafinuri.
Ilat raha kun ashiqa, divanisho divanisho, vandar dile atash dara, parvanisho parvanisho. هم خیش را بیگانه کن، هم خانه را ویرانه کن. وانگه بیا با عاشقان، هم خانه شو، هم خانه شو.
Wonderful. So you should have completely understood those first two lines, and now we're going to go over the next two. Let's listen to those by themselves again.
هم خیش را بیگانه کن، هم خانه را ویرانه کن. وانگه بیا با عاشقان هم خانه شو هم خانه شو.
So first of all, in that first line, it's the first time we've broken away from saying شو as the last word. In this case, we say کن, which we've heard before. In the very first line of the poem, we heard رها کن, which meant to free. And as we went over, کن is short for بکن, which is to do in the second person informal command form. So you informal do, basically. So in this part of the poem, we hear virane kon. Virane means ruin or dishevel or throw into disarray. And this is a compound verb that is very common in Persian. Kon is used with a slew of words to form verbs. So raha kon is to free. Virane kon is to ruin. So altogether, virane kon. But let's go back to the beginning. He says, ham khish ra bigane kon. Ham is the word for also. And it's a very versatile word, and we'll learn more about it in a minute. Khish means self. Khish. Bigane means unfamiliar or unknown. Bigane. And you can use it to refer to people you don't know. So unfamiliar people, people that you don't know are bigane. So bigane kon means to make something unfamiliar. So in this case, it's referring to khish or yourself. So make yourself unknown. Ham khish ra bigane kon. Now we haven't gone over the word ra in there, but it's a complicated Persian word. Ra is what we call a direct object marker, and it's used to refer to a specific object. So in this case, it's referring to khish or self. So what do we need to make unfamiliar? The self, the khish. Khish ra bigane kon. To better demonstrate the word ra, let's see a few examples of it in use. You can say something like pizza ro bukhor. This means eat the pizza. The ra in there lets you know that you're saying bukhor, eat, about the object pizza. It marks that object. Pizza ra bukhor. Similar to the word the, eat the pizza. Pizza ra bukhor. Pizza ra bukhor. Okay, so ham khish ra bigane kon. And remember, as I'm saying these words and saying these phrases, you should repeat it out loud with me. The next step is to memorize this, so this will go far in the memorizing process. And the more you repeat these words, the easier it will be for you to recall them and use them in conversation. Ham khish ra bigane kon. And the next part is ham khane ra virane kon. So the word khane is the word for house. Khane. And khane is the way it is written. When you hear it spoken in conversational Persian, it becomes khune. In most accents, it's not always the case. some different regions of Iran say it differently, but in the Tehrani accent, for example, it's khune, and you'll hear both very often. So again, the word for house in the poem, khane. And the word virane, like we said earlier, means ruin. So virane kon, ruin as a command in the second person informal. So khane ra virane kon means ruin the home. Khane ra virane kon. And that ra in there is there to direct us to home. So what should we ruin? The home. Khane ra virane kon. But he starts off that part with saying ham. Ham khane ra virane kon. I said in the beginning that means also, but you could also translate it in this case to mean both. So both expel the self, khish, and ruin the home. So ham means also, but it could be saying do this and also do this. Do both of these things. Ham khish ra bigane kon, ham khane ra virane kon. So again, the poet continues to give commands. It's all in command form of second person informal. Divane sho, parvane sho, bigane kon, virane kon. Let's listen to the next sentence.
Vangah bia ba ashiqan, hamkhane sho, hamkhane sho.
So let's start again at the end of the phrase, and that is hamkhane sho. So these are both words we've heard before, but arranged in a way where they have a completely different meaning. So khane, as we said before, means home, and it's the written version of home, easy enough. But then we have the word ham, which we learned before means also, but that it also means other things as well. So ham can also be translated to both, as we said, but also to same or equal. In this case, ham khane means someone who shares a house with you. So you could say literally also house, same house, meaning a roommate or companion, ham khane. This word ham, in combination with other words, can lead you to really beautiful discoveries, like the word ham safar, meaning same journey, literally, but being used as soulmate or someone who is on the journey of life with you. So ham khane sho means become of the same house with or become a companion of. So vangah is an old-fashioned poetic word that means and then. In present-day conversation, the word unvacht is used. Unvacht. And that literally means at the time. So, and then. Vangah bia. Bia is a command word and means come. Bia. Vangah bia ba ashiqan. So the word ba means with, ba. And ashiqan is similar to the word we learned in the very first sentence, and it means the same thing, lovers. Ashiqan. So those who are in love. Again, this is a certain class of people who have lost the ego and are just pure love. So vangah bia ba ashiqan means, and then come with the lovers. And the command is, ham khanisho, so become companions with, or become one with, so join the lovers. So after you've lost the ego, and you've lost your sense of place, then you can regain a sense of place and become part of the same house as the lovers. So beautiful. So let's repeat these two sentences again, one by one. Ham khishra bigane kon, ham khane ra virane kon. وانگه بیا با عاشقان همخانه شو همخانه شو. So I love this section so much and really feel like it's the meat of the poem. I love how he plays with that word ham so that it means two different things. First, it's being used to present two different possibilities, to let go of both the self and home. And then it's used in a different way, همخانه, to mean the same house. I love that little play on words. Okay, one more time. Let's hear these two sentences read by Fadi.
Ham khish ra bigane kon, هم خانه را ویرانه کن وانگه بیا با عاشقان هم خانه شو هم خانه شو.
All right. And now let's listen to the full selection we've learned so far. Hopefully now you can understand this part of the poem very well.
حیلت رها کن عاشقا دیوانه شو دیوانه شو وندر دل آتش درا پروانه شو پروانه شو هم خیش را بیگانه کن هم خانه را ویرانه کن وانگه بیا با عاشقان هم خانه شو هم خانه شو.
And that brings us to the end of this lesson. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, each week it's important that you attempt to memorize the section of the poem we are going over. You'll be memorizing the entire poem in no time. And that's it for this week. Again, thank you for listening, and tune in next time for the riveting part 4 of this poetry series on Rumi's Divan Isho. And until next time, Khuda Hafiz from Leila.